it, huh? Great, thank you. Yeah, thank you, Jeannie, for a wonderful communion service. Touched my heart as well. So, well, hey, have you checked out the spaceship, the rocket that's going to the moon? Isn't that fantastic? They say that rocket, the Artemis II, is the most powerful rocket that's ever been made. Man, oh man, to shoot people to the moon and bring them back, what power there is in that rocket. And we're going to talk about power today. But we're not going to talk about power that moves cars and trains and airplanes and rockets. We're not talking about power that is destructive with bombs. We're going to talk about power that's life eternal. The greatest power that's ever been exhibited and will continue to be exhibited in the future is the resurrection. That God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Death has no more dominion. And we get to experience that. There's great power in the resurrection. And I hope you see today that that power of the resurrection lives and abides in you via the Spirit of God. So we're going to go on a short quest here. I got a short teaching for you. But I trust it will hit your heart. And let's go to Colossians chapter 2. There's nothing to compare with the power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead and that will raise millions and millions of people in the future. The resurrection plays a unique role in our life, and it allows us to tap into the more abundant life and live in fellowship with our Heavenly Father. So in Colossians 2:12, let's see what it says. I'm going to read from the ESV. And in Colossians 2:12, it says, having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with who? Him, Jesus Christ, through faith in the powerful working of God, who raised him from the dead. All right, so we associate with that. We associate very closely with the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It says in Acts 17, go there if you'd like. Acts 17, 20, or 31 in the ESV. It says, because he has fixed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by a man whom he has appointed. And of this he has given assurance. Assurance to all by what? By raising him from the dead. We have the assurance of the salvation that God so desired since the beginning of time. Because he raised Jesus Christ from the dead. That resurrection is life eternal. And that's our assurance that he did raise him from the dead. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, if you would. This is the one power, the difference in the world, the power of the resurrection. And without the resurrection, where is our hope? 1 Corinthians chapter 15 is a unique chapter. It's all about our resurrection. And without it, we have no hope. Look at verse 14, if you would. And again, in the ESV, it says, and if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain, and your faith is what? It's empty. It's vain. It's in vain. If this resurrection did not happen, if God did not raise the dead Jesus Christ after 3 days and three nights in the grave, we would be men most miserable, right? Wow. Verse 17 says, and if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile and you are still in your sins. Do you see how vital, how important this resurrection is? You know, our salvation comes in light of believing that. Romans 10:9, remember, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Yeah. Take a look at 1 Peter, if you would. 1 Peter, chapter 1. Here in verse 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to the living hope through what? The resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. See how vital, how important that resurrection is. And it goes on. To an inheritance. This is about us. We have this inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you. Where is it kept for you? Where is it? It's in a safety deposit box, not at your local bank, but in the heavens. Wow. This is our inheritance. We got some great things to look forward to. When Christ comes back, our new birth with all its phenomenal spiritual realities and power hinges on this resurrection. That power that could raise someone from the dead is unparalleled by any other power exhibited in the universe. Let's go to Philippians 3:10, if you would. The more we can appreciate and understand the resurrection power, then we can really tap into it. This is the standard of power that God has given mankind. That's the standard of power, the resurrection. Philippians 3:10 says, that I may know him and what? The power of his resurrection. We want to know Christ. The more we know Christ, the more we're going to know ourselves, right? Because we have Christ in us. And the more we know about the power of the resurrection, the greater we're going to walk in power with that gift of Holy Spirit. You'll see this big time in a moment. But before I get into some other verses, we're going to look at Ephesians 1:19. Ephesians 1:19 and 20. This is the New English translation. I think this really hits it. And what is the incomparable greatness of his power to usward who believe, as displayed in the exercise of his immense strength, the power he exercised in Christ when he raised him from the dead? A lot of big words there, huh? But how big is the resurrection? Huge. The power of the resurrection has ramifications that affect us for eternity. Romans 6:4, if you would. A couple more verses. Romans 6:4, this power is now available for us to walk in, to utilize, to have resident within ourselves. Romans 6:4, we were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. Now, how did Jesus Christ walk after he got raised from the dead? Was he, oh my gosh, I've been dead for 3 days and three nights. This is tough. I got to get loosened up here. No. You know, for 40 days, he was on the earth, right, in his resurrected body doing some phenomenal things. Oh, my goodness. Wow. See, this is pretty big. He walked in newness of life because of the resurrection. You and I walk in newness of life. Why? Because of the resurrection. We have that Spirit within us. It's a new life. It's a new day for us. Every day we should be thinking about who we are in Christ. What's our true identity? And live through it. I know this world beats you down. I get beat down too. But doggone it, I'm going to confess what the Word says. I am what the Word says I am. I will be what the Word of God says I'll be. Right? Is the Word true or not? It is. This next verse is going to talk about these guys going to the moon, being excited. You're going to take a trip here. Romans 8:11. If the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through His Spirit that dwells in you. I didn't write the book. There it is. That Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead dwells in me. Oh, that can't be. What does the Word say? Man, we got so much to rise up to in our thinking and our renewed mind, don't we? How big our life is because we have that Spirit that raised up just from the dead. God says that the Spirit, Him who raised up Jesus from the dead, dwells in us. That affords us the privilege and opportunity to walk in newness of life, to walk in the power of the resurrection. Yeah? The gift of Holy Spirit in us is so exceptional, so tremendous, so powerful. The new birth was the of Jesus Christ. Remember, that Spirit from the dead dwells in us. We have 9 manifestations of the Spirit that dwells within us. We can speak in tongues. We can speak perfect language to the Heavenly Father. He can talk to us by revelation. He can tell us if somebody's got good spirits or bad spirits, right? Discerning of spirits. We have faith, miracles, healing. Oh my goodness, what the power we have with that Spirit within because of the resurrection. Whew. How exciting life can be walking in the power of the resurrection. And knowing that he's rich, he's got $1 million in the bank, how does he walk down the street? Oh, he's proud. I got it, man. How do you know you're so, why are you so confident and bold? I got $1 million in the bank. Hey, what about us as born-again Christians? We can walk down the street with great boldness and confidence. Why? We've got Christ in us, the hope of glory. We have the Spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead, abiding in us. Wow. May we walk in newness of life, recognizing this wonderful power because we have the Spirit of God living in us that all came by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Amen? Amen. Heavenly Father, thank you for the richness of your love and grace and mercy in our life, that we could be so dynamically a part of what you wrought through Christ. And with this resurrection, Father, may we appreciate and understand how vital it is and how big it is and how wonderful we are because of it, that we can walk with that, the power of the resurrection in us. So I thank you for your people, for those that have heard this message, that it will touch their hearts because it's your word, it's the truth of your word. And may we continue to live for you in newness of life because of the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's in his name I pray. Amen. Amen. Okay. Well, looking forward to hanging out here with you. We got a luncheon. Thanks for bringing some food along so that we can share with each other. So we're going to take a few minutes here to transition. And God bless you.